Close your eyes. Picture you're going to take a ride on a new, shiny, futuristic aerotrain as I describe how it came about and why it is no longer running. Chuck Jordan, chief designer of Special Projects, was in charge of designing the aerotrain. Initially, the train was called simply Train Y, but it was later marketed as an aerotrain. This so-called lightweight with a heavyweight future was introduced in 1956 in an attempt to regain passenger service for the railroads since airlines and automobiles were becoming a more prevalent mode of transportation by the general public. In spite of the unique design to make the engine resemble a jet aircraft in appearance and to design the passenger cars to resemble scenic cruiser buses similar to Greyhound buses, the aerotrain was destined to fail. Because the passenger cars were made of aluminum and 40 feet in length, which was half the length of a standard passenger car, with an engine made of the same lightweight material, the result was the cars were rough riding and uncomfortable. Listen, you can hear the noise. This was not a quiet ride. Due to this fact, a train that was designed to travel at a speed of up to 100 miles per hour never exceeded 80 miles per hour. Compounding the problem, the 1,200 horsepower 12-cylinder diesel-electric engine was underpowered for its intended use. As it was being demonstrated to the Santa Fe Railroad, it required a pusher engine to help it climb the Sorrento grade in San Diego. One final problem was the actual design of the locomotive section, which made routine maintenance difficult. Okay, open your eyes. You can now see what began as an attempt by General Motors to rekindle an interest in passenger rail service. Unfortunately, this resulted in a failure in 10 short years.